Belgium, and I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And GW put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. It's a slippery morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, February 6, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and it is a wild ride. Just real quick, so yesterday, obviously, the Senate acquitted Donald Trump of the charges. If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. And a curious coincidence of timing, legendary Hollywood icon Kirk Douglas passed away at the age of 103. Was this the thing that put him over the top? A lifelong Democrat who compared Donald Trump to Hitler back in 2016, among other moments, I believe. So it's, you know, it's a curious coincidence of timing, I would say. And so now I wonder what happens. We've had this theatrical production. What will the producers do? We've had several acts in the same theatrical production, I would say. So what comes next in this theater? It's been interesting. I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Donald Trump get reelected because he's been such a polarizing distraction. And I admit, you know, admittedly, I have a sort of morbid fascination with all of it. It's just too bizarre to take your eyes away from. Not one of those looky-loos at accidents, really, but this just, it really does fascinate me. Kind of like I was talking about yesterday, the fact that the country has really lost its mind in a variety of ways. People don't talk about anything substantive. They want to get sucked into polarizing, vitriolic banter that is mindless and deeply divisive, balkanizing. And again, it's ironic because most of us who would be doing the fighting, I guess, presumably, we probably have more in common than we are led to believe by somebody or other. So I think that's very interesting indeed. These are strange days. I saw a great post yesterday on the YouTube channel, Liberty in Our Time, and it was a one of those comments, actually. Maybe I can find that again. And it was a very well-researched, well-documented. It's kind of an article. I don't understand the posts on YouTube or really anywhere for that matter. I mean, I think that we might as well be putting that stuff somewhere else. I really think of Jaron Lanier, and more, it's getting so difficult, though. Admittedly, you can't just do your own thing anymore, although Jaron Lanier has, and he has been, I would say, disciplined in not jumping on board. You know, I say you can't do this, but he's doing it. By most standards today, if you go to jaronlanier.com, it's hideous. You know, HTML4 doc type declaration, that's, you know, archaic by web standards. Content generator, Mozilla 4.77. Again, you know, Macintosh, Netscape. That's what is that? But it's just a simple hand coded page. Nothing fancy at all. I dare say it's hand coded. It's not some kind of, it is not the result of some kind of static generator or anything like that. No JavaScript or anything fancy. A little bit of inline CSS in the head of the document head, and that's it. Very 1990s. And, you know, this is the father of virtual reality technology. If anybody could whip something up real quick, I'm sure it'd be him, or obviously, you know, could find somebody, I'm sure, who would. He probably has innumerable devotees who would do it for nothing. But he's been disciplined, I would say, in taking his own advice and sticking to his own expression, albeit somewhat minimalistic. And it's nothing fancy. You know, these days, you got to try to, you know, you grab something, you spin something up. And it's really interesting. I've been watching some of this stuff and playing with, you know, some of these little starter kits, Angular, Vue, React, whatever, all of these libraries. I've talked about it from time to time. It's so fascinating. With the CMSs, you know, WordPress, Drupal, things like that, at least you get some other things. But with these packages, it's just crazy. You know, I looked at the Gatsby starter again the other day. It's just a little thing. You can spin it up with a couple of lines from the command line and have something, but really don't have much other than the infamous Hello World, which I don't. I think that's an homage that I don't particularly care for. You know, you get a Hello World page, and that's about it. Gatsby is, it has very powerful potential, but do you really need 1,991 packages for a, you know, Node-related packages for Node.js? Just for a starter page? That seems excessive to me. At least, again, with the CMSs, you get all kinds of other stuff. You know, you get login capabilities and different content types and tag management and the ability to, you know, a WYSIWYG document editor that you can create a blog post or things like that with. I mean, you get all of that other stuff that you don't get with these 1,991 packages, not files, I guess you could say folders, but when I say package, I mean it's a collection of files and folders. So, you know, who knows? I didn't even bother counting all of the folders and files. 1,991 packages, that seems excessive. And so my thought is always, well, what goes into that stuff, especially when you have companies like Facebook and Google, either contributing heavily or, you know, in some cases, you know, and on all of the Go type products, I mentioned Hugo. When I was talking about some of the stuff that Jim Lee is doing, Go is, you know, Hugo is built in Go, and Google is, you know, for all intents and purposes, Go is Google's language. You have these projects that these big monolithic organizations are working on, and you wonder what's going into that, and is it, you know, what kind of a social experiment is that to sort of, again, you know, an exercise in disruptive innovation where everyone starts to gravitate toward these things. It's not just JavaScript. I mean, it was jQuery for a while, which isn't too bad. That became sort of the predominant subset of JavaScript. But now we have, you know, libraries like Angular, React, and Vue competing in a space for market domination that are these are predominantly led by very large monolithic organizations. And whatever your take on the history of open source, it's been, I would say, mostly a good thing. You know, the open source community has remained fairly true to what I would say are the overt diktats. You know, I think that most people in the open source communities try to do whatever they can to give back however they can. understanding that it really is everyone's combined effort that allows something to be built, which I think is great. But then we start getting these efforts to either buy or create or otherwise control those efforts, then it starts to get weird, you know. Buying Red Hat and GitHub and or starting your own JavaScript library and saying, look, here are some fancy tools. You guys can just use these. Anyway, it's interesting. But Jaron Lanier has remained true to his principles, I would say. And his own website is a testament to that. But the personal expression that he talks about early on in You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, is something that just keeps coming back to mind. And it's becoming more and more difficult. You know, is your personal web page or blog a progressive web app? Is it materialized? Is it whatever? So it's difficult. It seems more and more difficult to just keep it simple and to allow your personal expression instead of this assimilation to the Borg kind of thing. And so it's that stuff that I think about when I see these things like the post from Liberty in Our Time yesterday. I don't really understand the concept of the community posts, because it's not, that's not the sort of venue that YouTube is. I wonder how many people see that. Now, I'm one of 15 people, for example, who gave this thing on Liberty in Our Time a thumbs up almost a half a day ago. So it's an interesting post. I found it. They're not easy to find, you know. They're buried. You can't share them. What do you do with this? What is the purpose of this? I wonder, the YouTube engineers, why have they done this? So and how can you see the rest? Oh, there it is. So it reads 75 years, well, the title, FDR and Stalin Planned the Future of the World, 75 years ago, during the week of February 4 to February 11, 1945. The most important Allied conference during the Second World War was held at Yalta on the Crimean Peninsula in the Soviet Union between U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. Their decisions determined the fate of tens of millions of people around the world, with important residues remaining even today, three quarters of a century later. There's a link. Well, there are actually numerous links, but there's a link at the top to Richard Ebling's post over at the Future of Freedom Foundation titled FDR and Stalin Planned the Future of the World, which is an interesting article. However, gosh, I wish you could link to this directly. You can't. All you can do is link to the community tab of the YouTube page, which is ridiculous, I would say. But there are numerous links. I'll talk about some of those when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
I mentioned the post last month too from the channel Liberty in Our Time. Killing Soleimani pushes the U.S. and Iran toward war. Of course, that's to be expected. That's right on cue. You know, that's what the Patrick Claussens have said. That's what, you know, the president's foreign policy advisors have openly declared that they want for decades now. And, you know, we've been pushing for that for a long time. Again, I usually would refer folks to installments like Sam Gardner back in 2006 with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And Sam Gardner, the guy who teaches, retired Air Force colonel, who teaches at the war colleges, says, you know, we got all this intelligence. The evidence is overwhelming, he kept saying. And Blitzer kept trying to rebut him. Yeah, but you know, they game plan, they started. You know, you and I both know that blah, blah, blah. And Gardner could just kept saying different. You know, here are the signs internally, externally from various channels. You know, you got it on the quiet, you got it publicly. And it's been going on for, well, it appears at least 18 months. Operations, you know, what you would call kinetic operations inside Iran since at least 2004, which sounds about right because that was around the time that the companion to the Office of Special Plans, you know, the special stovepiping unit created specifically to stovepipe intelligence on Iraq to say weapons of mass destruction, even though Joe Wilson came back and said, I didn't see anything, wrote a book about it, wrote a New York Times article, what I didn't find. There was nothing, but that doesn't matter. People don't care. It's just, it's insane. Insane, utterly insane. You talk facts all day long. Apparently it's a post-truth world. You've all of these folks who have been influencing presidents from administration to administration for, gosh, since before Kirk Douglas was born. And especially since. And they operate on very special interests that have nothing to do with your eye, with the average American voter. And that comes out from time to time. The truth of that has been disclosed by presidential advisors like Peter Thiel, for Pete's sake. Conversations with Tyler Cowen, you know? 2015, the Washington Post writes an article and says, Peter Thiel says democracy in America is dead. Well, that would be a good thing, I think, you know, as a form of government, not as a form of political discourse, so to speak. It was never, America was never supposed to be, at least not overtly, a democracy. I guess if you listen to guys like Manly P. Hall, that's a different sort of take on that, different story. But it wasn't supposed to be. When you think about it, if you are a group that suddenly amasses a large, well, you know, suddenly is a relative term, obviously, but you suddenly amass a fortune that where you can look and say, you know what, we really have control of the resources of the entire world, which again is something that's been echoed from time to time, folks saying 50 people in America control the economy, control the country, and that's a high number. Joe Kennedy wasn't the only one. And, you know, they want to depose monarchies and so forth, uproot and unseat the halls and stations of power. Then democracy is a very effective tool, a specious guise for Philip Drew administrator to usurp control, power and control. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
That guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. That haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Government policy. Now, if I didn't know better, I would say comparing that to what John Spivak wrote, Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, testimony that the Dickstein Committee suppressed. Back in 1935, when Sinclair Lewis said, you know, if fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in a flag carrying a cross. Well, it would seem to me Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy was a success. You know, looking at the backdrop of Congress, looking at the fascies, what is that, the wheat dime, I want to say, in the FDR era. And, you know, other coins, wheat penny in the 30s, you know, the same time. I mean, what was it, a year after John Spivak's post? So there wasn't a military-styled coup. There was a soft coup, you know, and this is what happens on other radio broadcasts, dare I say. You know, you hear about the bluster is of a seismic event, you know, on the order of a magnitude 11. Oh my gosh, this is what's going to happen. And when it's only a magnitude 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, maybe 6, 7 these days, still people say, well, you know, but it wasn't an 11. Or they just don't even comment because it doesn't seem to register. Like this guy who gave a State of the Union speech and says, you know what? NAFTA was a failure, but I gave you a new improved NAFTA. What? This was the guy who was on a broadcast that was talking about, you know, some very conspiratorial elements putting these kinds of things together. So what happened? But, you know, America can't be bothered with that kind of thing. There's a reality TV styled impeachment process underway. My goodness. So, you know, comparing Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy by John Spivak in 1935 to Martin Gillen's and Benjamin Page study back in 2014, it seems that the conspiracy was a success. You know, Stuart Chase, like Glenn Beck noted back in 2010, Stuart Chase wrote back in the same era, Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, speaking of, there is a thing, I don't know what to call it. We'll call it X. We've seen a lot of X in the last several years. I wonder if there is a hinting of that. You know, when I hear people eulogize Kirk Douglas and they talk about him playing Spartacus, I think of Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. So I want to get back to this post and all of these links. First, let's go to the phones, though, and grab Chance in West Virginia. Chance, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, Chris. I wanted your opinion on... Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I wanted your opinion on something. You have an astute and keen mind. I still can't get over Nancy Pelosi ripping up that speech. What an overt act of bitterness and hatred for the whole world to see. my question to you is, at this point, when this country is so fragmented and torn apart, do you think that most people would see that and say enough of hatred is enough and see through this and finally come to their senses? Or do you think this is how things are going to be in the future and only get worse? What is your opinion on that, Chris?
Well,
In other words, do you think the wickedness is so ingrained at this point, or do you think there's hope that people will see through this and say enough is enough of all this hatred?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's both, and I think, you know, two things. I mean, I think I want to say, as much as anything politically or you know, as much social engineering, or again, you know, there's a reason that I mean, Lark has been trying to tell us for years, and other folks too, but, you know, harping on, you might call it in a sense. And I only put it that way because, you know, shame on all of us for not paying attention. And that really speaks to your question, I think. You know, harping on this concept of memetics, and that's one of the reasons that I have, you know, when I mention Richard Dawkins' book, The Selfish Gene, and again, you know, I always try to point out that people go to the Wikipedia entry, the Oracle Illusion page for The Selfish Gene, you can read these words even today in a July 2017 in July 2017, a poll to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Royal Society Science Book Prize listed The Selfish Gene as the most influential science book of all time. And to read it, you kind of go, well, that's weird, because it's really not a science book. So that's why say that? And the reason is because of this thing that we are experiencing. You know, memetics is being sort of recombined with a variety of other tools and mechanisms of social engineering, Lamarckian epigenetics in particular, to try to give you a mind virus that is so pervasive that it literally changes your DNA, so to speak, and that you pass that on genetically. That's how dark and sinister certain people, I mean, we've gone beyond just programming the individual. Oh no, we have that down pat. Now we want to program you to such a level that it rewrites your DNA. I mean, why wouldn't people who are involved in the computer industry and have, you know, a dark allegiance, why wouldn't they think that? Well, I mean, people are just computers, so why can't we reprogram them? Why can't we have them, you know, iteratively or recursively reprogramming future generations, recursively reprogramming posterity? That's what they think, which is why they think of Richard Dawkins' The Selfish Gene as the most influential science book of all time, because it is sort of the kernel in all of that nonsense. And so as much as you have that going on and the reality of all of that, I really still come back to the fact that I think it's a spiritual battle, first and foremost. And it's this grand deception that keeps people from seeing, because some of us see, I mean, here you and I are having this conversation about these kinds of things. You probably are not as susceptible, and I hope that I'm not as susceptible to a lot of this programming and social engineering, just because of your awareness of it. And the Dulles brothers, for example, you know, I mean, I remember Bill in Idaho sharing with me one of the declassified documents from CIA, and the Dulles brothers talking in the 50s about the fact that one of the best defenses against these kinds of efforts is for the subject to know that there's something happening. Somebody's doing something. So as long as they can, you know, gaslight you essentially in the orthodoxy of the film, and have you not knowing, you know, that whole Charles Baudelaire, you know, the finest trick of the devil is convincing you that he doesn't exist or didn't exist, that kind of thing. As long as they can maintain that, then the ruse seems to be pulled off successfully. But the moment that you become aware, and I think that really speaks to the spiritual aspect of it, then it seems like you're not as susceptible and it's not as pervasive. And it's almost like each new wave of it, however more sophisticated it may be, is just more antagonistic. And it just basically upsets you. It pisses you off, pardon my French, more than the last round, because you see it and you see how overtly manipulative certain people really are and how dishonest they are in their efforts to pretend that they're doing something else. You know, watching Google commercials during the Super Bowl, you know, hey, Google, remember this? What if, you know, that sounds nice, but what if Google doesn't want you to remember that? Again, the selfish gene is published machinations from, you know, inside Google. But what if Google doesn't want you to remember that? Because it's just not politically expedient. It's just not economically viable. Then what? You know, so I think it's both, actually, to your question. I think it's definitely both. And if people understood the kind of forces that are being brought to bear in every way, all around us every day, and they understood things like balkanization, they understood what Nesta Webster meant when she wrote, it's difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. You know, if they understood why she wrote that, what the backdrop was 100 years ago, and that things are no different today, I think that that would change things. I hope, you know, here we are having this conversation, but, you know, why isn't everyone else? And I think, you know, to your question, I think it's definitely both kind of simultaneously. So that's my take on it. And hopefully we can talk more when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, February 27th, 2020, the final segment of the first hour of this Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We finally did it. Yay, we did it. It is a weird, dehumanized world we find ourselves in, an increasingly dehumanized world. We're all too busy to ask questions about what happened and why to Philip B. Haney. I want to come back to that at some point. We should just keep coming back to that. But despite that, the sun comes up and we press on, right? Yesterday, the Milwaukee area played host to the latest high-profile strategy of tension episode. That is, you know, one thing that's very, I think, curious to me, have you seen much mainstream coverage of Philip B. Haney's bizarre and untimely passing? I haven't. I think that's interesting. I mean, there are, you know, a few things we've talked about, like the Fox News coverage. Here's an interesting, there are some interesting headlines I want to get to. You know, that high profile strategy of tension incident is one, but here's an interesting one. LifeSite News, fearless investigator of U.S. Islamists assassinated. No one among us who knew Phil Haney believes that it was possible for him to kill himself. By James Simpson, published today, it looks like, American Thinker article. This past weekend, I and many of my colleagues received the shocking news that famed Obama administration whistleblower Phil Haney had died. My first indication was a text from a friend late Friday night, quote, sorry, so late, but I am hearing Phil Haney has been killed. I had received something earlier in the evening, but the person texting had thought it was a joke. It was no joke. Phil Haney, long-term colleague and person I had come to know personally, had been shot dead. Rumors from friends contained many inaccuracies, like he had been missing for days, found in a remote area, etc. So, We'll talk more about that, and I'm going to get back to the weird headlines with regard to this latest high-profile strategy of tension episode that Milwaukee played host to yesterday. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.